Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge. In the last few classes, we have been discussing the characteristics of Sthita Prajna. And these are very, very popular, well-chanted verses in Bhagavad Gita. Particularly when somebody passes away, we chant these verses. This verse is actually to be chanted when the person is alive. Because what we have learned so far is how does a person with steady intellect functions in life? And how does he become a person with a steady wisdom? The first thing we have seen, it says, Yaha sarvatra anabhisnehaha. He is unattached everywhere. Very first quality a person needs to develop so that he can become a man of a steady wisdom. Anytime we get attached, our mind will be colored by that attachment. And then everything we see in that relationship, everything we see related to that, will be colored by that attachment. So therefore Bhagavan said, Sthita Prajna is the one who is yaha sarvatra anabhisnehaha. He is unattached everywhere. In our case, we are unattached in some cases, but attached in some cases. And we think it's okay. Well, I'm unattached with everything in my work. Who cares what happens as soon as I leave at 5 o'clock? When it comes home, it is attachment all over again. Bhagavan says, one who lives without any attachment everywhere, then he lives a life where he remains equanimous in all the happenings and occurrences and events in his life. Shubha, Ashubha, Ninda, Stuti, Raga, Dvesha, whatever comes in his life, because of his unattachment, he sees that as a passing event in his life and he remains like a lighthouse. Any thunderstorm comes, lighthouse remains steady. That person, his core of his being, he does not get affected by it. How does he achieve that non-attachment? He said, by very intelligent living. And what is intelligent living? He said, just like a tortoise, when it senses danger, it retracts all his limbs. This person of a steady wisdom who has achieved this unattachment by controlling his senses and not challenging the senses, because he knows that the senses are very powerful, that it can take away even the balance of a very wise person. A person may be the highest scientist in medical science and knows everything about what should be eaten, what not to be eaten. But when he goes to the party, he becomes like anybody else. All his knowledge about his science, about how the sugar works in your system and it creates dehydration and then it creates the, all that goes away and the sweet is in front of you. Because the sense of taste is so powerful that at that time you think it's okay. So the person who is of a steady wisdom, he knows that the senses are powerful. There is no point in challenging the senses and then try to control it. He avoids the situation. So he withdraws his senses when he senses danger. So don't go to the party where they're going to serve, you know, sweets. And if I'm a diabetic, leave just before they serve the dinner. If you stay there, it's a problem. If you leave, not a problem. So such a person lives an intelligent life of not challenging his senses to get attached to the sense objects. So that's the first thing. He also realizes where does the fall comes for even a wise person. He learned that everything starts from attachment. Therefore, non-attachment was his main goal of life, to become non-attached everywhere. And why that is? Because in his previous experiences of life, before he decided how to live an intelligent life, he realized the ladder of fall. And we have seen the ladder of fall in the last few verses. Dhyayato visayan punsaha sanghateshu upajayate. He learned from his own observations in life, how does this attachment occurs? Attachment doesn't occur because I come across a thing or a being the first time. Attachment also doesn't occur if it's the second time, sporadically sometime. But if I constantly think about that object, when do I constantly think about the object? If I come in contact with that object over and over and over again. And as we have seen last time, that's all the advertisement work. They're going to bombard on you that iPhone 6, iPhone 6, iPhone 6. Wherever you turn around, every media then, because that's how you make people attached to that product. This person of steady wisdom has realized that that's the danger. If you think about anything constantly, you will get attached. So he realized that constant thinking creates attachment. I said, well, attachment, what's the problem with attachment? Sangat sanjayate kamaha. Attachment creates desire. That attachment for that object or a being creates desire. I want to be with him all the time, with her all the time. I want that car. I want that phone. All that creates desire. Kamat krodho abhidhyayate. There is no guarantee in life that all my desires will be fulfilled. If I have a desire, and it becomes unfulfilled desire, it gives rise to anger. This world is unjust. It is not giving me opportunity to achieve this. That's the anger. And then the krodhat bhavati sammohaha. The krodha creates delusion. We have seen that the whole mechanism of anger. That once the mind is in that state of anger, the memory bank shuts down because of its overload. Once there is no access to my memory, I have no buddhi. Buddhi is purely nothing but an access to your data bank. That's how we decide what is right and wrong. A measure against my past experience. This is right or wrong because in my primary school I learned 2 plus 2 is 4. Now when I put it together, it's a 2 plus 2 has to be 4 because from my past experience, past knowledge, my memory says that is correct. But if I do not have an access to that memory, there is no buddhi. So the buddhi is nothing but an access to your memory bank. And the time of anger, temporarily that access has been denied to you. So therefore, krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti vibhramaha. Because of that delusion, I have no memory. And because I have no memory, smriti brinsad buddhi nashaha, his intellect is destroyed, at least time being, while you are angry. Therefore, when people are angry, they say anything and everything. When he calms down, he will start talking all senses again. I'm so sorry, I should have never said it. So what happened that time? That time he did not have access to his intellect. Buddhi nasat pranashyate. Such a person perishes. Does not mean he dissolved into nothingness, but that relationship is destroyed. No matter how much you try to patch afterwards, that other person will never forget what you told me when you were angry. So that is, you have already destroyed the relationship. You destroyed the opportunity. You go to your boss and ask for a raise and you get angry. You already lost your opportunity to work there or to get a raise. So such a person, pranashyate, he loses his opportunity to rise in the situation where he can evolve from where he is to the next level of evolution. Next few verses say, raga dvesa vyuktehe tu visayan indriyaischaran atmavashyehi videyatma prasadam adigachati. So what is the benefit of becoming non-attached, istita pragna? If it is such a person who has developed this non-attachment through this practice of controlling his senses and realizing the mechanism of his mind, that how this attachment was creating all the side effects all the way to buddhinasha. He becomes raga dvesha vyuktaha. He is beyond now raga and dvesha. Because there is no attachment, he does not have any likes or dislikes. Visayan indriyesh charan. So now he does not have to give up this world and go to Himalayas. He can live in this world and move around in the society just like anybody else. But he is not attached. And therefore he does not have likes or dislikes. He will be put up in any situation because of the way this life works, this sansar works. But he is unaffected by the happening. We get affected by the happenings because of raga and dvesha. When we are in a conducive situation, we feel good about it. And we get attached to that. When we are not conducive, we are very upset. When this is, I really don't like this situation. But such a person, because of his training of his mind, has to be non-attached. He becomes raga dvesha vyuktaha. So he can freely move around. Swamiji's definition of freedom is, he said, what is freedom? Freedom is not to do what I feel like doing. I feel like eating sweet, but I don't eat it. With that mental control, that's a freedom. Now I can go to those party and stay around till the dinner time. Previously I have to make sure that if I really can't eat sweet, I better leave before that. Now that I have developed control, I can be anywhere. Teetotalers, because I don't drink, that doesn't mean that I can be in a happy hour with my friends. I can be happy hour with my friend and can have a Coke. Many moons ago I used to gin and tonic. This is the only drink I like when I tried. I could never like anything else. So now what I do is, I will go to the party and just a tonic water. Now there is no difference for other guy whether I have a gin in my drink or not. He thinks I am drinking gin and tonic. I am drinking just tonic water. And I figured out, right, everything in it, minus gin. And I figured out it actually tastes better just a pure tonic water than a gin and tonic. So now because I am free from that desire to drink alcoholic drink, I am free to go to any party and carry a tonic water or soda and happily moving around. Visayan indriyesh charan. He moves around in this world of sense objects freely. He does not have to give up and go to Himalayas. Why people have to go and go to Himalayas? When you don't have control over your senses, when you know that if I live in this situation, I'll never be able to control my mind. I have to find an environment which will make me control my senses. That's why I say, first when you take sannyas, go to Himalaya. You are not ready, you are just a brahmachari, you have just decided this is something I like. Stay away from all the attractions. Once you establish, come back. Swamiji went to Himalaya for 11 years at Tapovan Kuti. Then he said, now I'm ready to go back and teach people. Now he can freely move around all the sansaris. Therefore, in our Gujarati it says, sadhu to chalta bala. Even after he comes back, if he settles down one place, gradually he will develop attachment. Swami Tejumananda, when he first came here in the United States, is a brahmachari. He was put up as acharya in California. And Swamiji likes cooking. He likes to cook. So when he will be cooking and somebody comes and says, well, come on, have some dinner with me. So now this guy, Swamiji, you made a very nice bangan sabji. Now he goes and tells other devotees that I went to Swamiji's, kutiya the other day or his home border. And Swamiji makes such a nice bangan bharta. The next day he comes and says, Swamiji, you never invited me for this. The Swamiji says, okay, now next time you come. Then he says, I realized that this is becoming a problem. He says, I gave up cooking completely. Swami Chinmayanand used to say that it is great that I only come here for 1 week. Swamiji never stayed any place more than 1 week. He comes or a camp maybe 10 days, whatever. You see, if I stay here longer, I'll get attached to you guys. You avoid all the situation which will bring you down. Attain that level of discipline that now you can freely move around, but you can never be careless about it. Never be underestimating your senses, even after you gain control over it. You have to constantly be vigilant to not create a situation where you get attached. So he said, Atma Vashyai Videyatma Prasadam Adigachade. Such a person who is self-restrained, who has a control over his senses and mind and intellect, his reward is Prasadam Adigachade. He receives this prasad. We all know what prasad is. If you sit through the puja in a disciplined manner, at the end of the puja there will be a prasad. Something sweet will come to you if you sit through this puja for 2 hours or 1 hour. If you have developed this discipline of mind, where the mind is under control in all situations, then you get the prasad, which is a tranquil mind, is a prasad. But the Ishwar prasad is that now your mind is so pure and tranquil that you see through things as is in all situations. So what happens when you have that prasad? Next verse says, Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi asya upajayate. By that prasad of the pure and tranquil mind, all my dukkha gets destroyed. Hanihi sarva dukkhana. Why am I doing everything what I am doing right now in my life? I want to get rid of all my dukkha. And for that I have devised all this system. I am going to acquire more money. I am going to invest it in the right way. I will have 401k. I will maximize my IRA. All of that, and then make sure the social security will be maximized. All that I had devised for what? Hanihi sarva dukkhanam. I want to get rid of all my unhappiness or anything which is causing grief to me. The Bhagavan says the only way is when you get this prasad. Prasad, tranquil mind, pure tranquil mind, then all my dukkha will go away. Because this dukkha is nothing but projection of my mind. Something which I consider not conducive, therefore it is giving me unhappiness. I have itch causing me pain, but I can't get rid of the itch. I keep, scratching again and again. This attachment to anything, when it drops and mind is tranquil and clear, all dukkhas are gone. So he says, sarva dukkhana mahani asya upajayate. All his dukkha gets destroyed. That's the benefit of getting prasad. Prasanna chetasaha. Asu buddhihi pari avatisthate. So what happens when a mind is tranquil? It's now bright and open mind. And it receives the knowledge freely. When my mind is closed and is polluted, I can't receive the right knowledge. People may tell me this is right, but I'll never accept it. But when my mind is open and prasanna, in a happy, bright mood, buddhihi pari avatisthate, his intellect becomes steady. In all situations he sees the right thing. Whatever the reality is, he sees it through and through. We see reality from our perspective. So therefore if somebody says, oh, how is Richmond? Oh, it's great when I'm in a good mood. If somebody says, well, good morning. Other guys say, what is good in this morning today? One guy told his friend, I don't think I have pleasure of meeting your wife. The other guy said, how do you think it's a pleasure? So it's our mind, we create situation with the likes or dislikes. But one who has a tranquil mind, Bhagavan said, he sees things as is. And therefore, there is no conflict. We see with our intellect, it is going to be cold because now the winter is coming. Well, this time winter is a little early because of the polar vortex. Therefore, we are not upset about it. Well, be prepared. Take out all the sweaters and cardigans and overcoats, whatever we have in our closets, and bring them out or go and buy a new one. Because we have accepted the situation. It is when we don't accept the situation, when we are not prepared for it. Say, such a person, he is always prasanna chetasaha. Some people, from their face, you think, what's wrong with them? And somebody is always smiling. You always like to be associated with people who are happy, smiling, not the people who are all grouchy. That because his mind is reflecting outside in his behavior, and you are getting the vibe, so you don't really like it. So I said, prasanna chetasa asu buddhi pari avatishtate. He attains steady wisdom, steady intellect. Na asti buddhi ayuktasya. Why you should be striving to become a man of a steady wisdom or a woman of a steady wisdom? Because if you are not, what are you missing out? Or what will be the condition? Na asti buddhi ayuktasya. For ayukta, one who is not equanimous, for him there is no buddhi. For him there is not really a steady intellect. One time I will think this is right, another time I will think that is right. And I will be keep waffling between what is right and wrong in this life. So one thing, if you are not achieved that steadiness of your intellect, you do not have buddhi. Secondly, na cha ayuktasya bhavana. He also, bhavana in actually in our Gujarati means emotions. Bhagavad Gita here translates meditation. Bhavana is also for what I am trying to achieve in my life. What is my goal? That's what my bhavana is. Well, I want to do this for my family. I want to do this for my country. That's my bhavana. So that's my goal. My goal right now is to achieve that supreme being who has no unhappiness. But because I'm ayukta, because my mind is not steady, I can't have that bhavana also steady. That's why we don't really have a great goal of achieving that, because one time you say, I think this is all good, but I'm not really sure it's practical. You know why we constantly doubt ourselves? Ayukta. There is no equanimity in mind. Therefore, we waffle back and forth. Sometimes we think this is the only way to do it. No, I don't think so. So that is ayuktasya bhavana. He cannot be steady in his goal. You can only march towards your goal when you are steady. In your mind that's what I want to achieve. Otherwise we waffle back and forth. A few days ago I met in a conference somebody who used to work for me for a long time ago. So I said, so what are you doing right now? Then give me your card. So he took out 4 cards. I said, why 4 cards? He said, okay, I'm working part-time here. So that's my card at that in sustainable. Then I'm also doing some kitchen remodeling. So that's my 2nd card. 3rd, I'm also consulting in such and such a 3rd card. The 4th card. Because we are not sure what is good for me. We keep waffling, but maybe this will give me. No, maybe that. No, maybe that. Bhagavan says, Nacha abhavayataha santi hai. For somebody who has not a goal fixed, my emotions fixed on what I'm trying to achieve, for him, there is no shanti. We're constantly waffling back and forth and saying, I think the stock market is the way to go. I'm going to put all my money in the stock market. Or I'm going to give up everything and become a day trader. During those roaring 90s, when the market was just going crazy, people were saying, I know, why are you wasting your time on this job and giving you 80, 90,000, whatever, 100,000? Become a day trader, you can make a couple of $100,000 just like that. So people give up their job and took the seminars how to become a day trader. Then everything collapsed, you know. And then they lost everything. So then I said, well, what else can we do? So you see, one whose goal is not steady, he has no santi. Nacha abhavayata santi. And in the end, where did we start? We want to be happy. We want to be happy all the time. Asantasya kutha sukham. If you do not have shanti, then you may have accomplished this or that, but where is the sukham? For an asant person, there is no sukham. So you have to work now backward. I want a sukha, so I want a shanti. For a shanti, I need to have a tranquil mind. Tranquil mind I can only get if I'm not attached, and I will not be attached if I constantly not think about the one thing over and over again. That's the only way I will be able to be free myself. With that, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhave. Om Shanti. Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.